You're tuned to WFHB
91.3
and 98.1 FM.
Volunteer powered,
listener supported.
Community radio from South Central Indiana.
Welcome to WFHB's Daily Local News.
Written and produced entirely by volunteers from the Bloomington community.
And supported by the generosity of listeners like you.
Good afternoon from the studios of Community Radio 91.3 FM, reporting live for WFHB. This is Joe Crawford.
And I'm Don Guerra. This is the Daily Local News for April 4th, 2017. Today is the fifth day of WFHB's Spring Pledge Drive. Call 812-323-1200 to support independent, volunteer-powered journalism, or visit WFHB.org to make a secure, tax-deductible donation.
Coming up in the next half hour, we hear from a local firefighter about a project aimed at protecting vulnerable residents. That's on Everyday People, a weekly segment aimed at improving the lives of older adults and people with disabilities in Monroe County. But first, these local headlines.
The Bloomington Utilities Department is moving cautiously in its dealing with the international company responsible for building Section 5 of Interstate 69. Last night, the Bloomington Utilities Service Board voted to table a contract with Isolax Corsan, which has experienced major financial problems in recent months. City Attorney Chris Wheeler advised the board to carefully consider any new deals with the company.
I'm not sure that the city will be as confident entering into a contract like this with somebody who appears to be right on the verge of going bankrupt. I don't know what it means for us, but when we're asking for reimbursement for various things that they're doing to our infrastructure, the idea of the party that we're contracting with going insolvent might leave this board a little bit concerned.
The board was considering a contract for the movement of a water main, which is necessary for construction of the interstate. The discussion occurred just 3 days after Reuters reported the parent company of Isolax Corsan had entered into a formal process aimed at avoiding insolvency. The parent company reportedly has more than 2 billion euros of restructured debt. Despite those financial issues, utilities engineer Jane Flieg says the company has paid the city on time so far.
We are up to date in terms of our reimbursements. They have not completed any of the design units yet. We've entered into several agreements, and none of them have been completed. There are just a lot of construction issues, things changing, things being moved around.
Isolax Corsan has been reimbursing the utilities department for the time city staff spend working on projects. The contract being considered at last night's meeting was for an estimated $15,000 in city work. That is relatively small compared to most utilities contracts, but Wheeler says he would like the city to have more information before moving forward.
My thoughts are to get some instruction from the mayor as to whether the city is going to continue to remain confident in its relationships with Isolux in these contracts. I think that I'd like the mayor's office to weigh in on what we're doing here. I would also want some instruction from Isolux themselves as to what it is they're attempting to accomplish, and maybe get some candid information from them on how it's going to impact their continued operations right here in Bloomington. They've got operations going on worldwide, and so I can't begin to know what this really means.
The board voted to table the contract for 2 weeks. This is not the first piece of bad financial news related to construction of Section 5, which is planned to stretch from Bloomington to Martinsville. In the past, Isolax Corsan has struggled to pay contractors building I-69 Section 5, which has slowed construction.
Results are in from a supplemental environmental study conducted on the property of Night Moves. That's a strip club on South Walnut Street. The City of Bloomington Redevelopment Commission ordered the study because it wants to buy the Night Moves property, which is located next to the city's proposed Switchyard Park. Assistant City Attorney Thomas Cameron told members of the Redevelopment Commission last night that city staff is comfortable with the test results.
Staff has received those results, and we are comfortable with those results. We've not received the full formal report, but we've received the summary of the results of that testing.
The environmental testing was a condition of the city's purchase of the property. The city's economic and sustainability director, Alex Crowley, told the commission last month that a Phase 2 environmental study had raised a few red flags, prompting the request for a supplemental study. During last night's meeting, Cameron did not explain what the supplemental study discovered, and the commission members asked no questions before voting unanimously to purchase the land. The resolution passed by the commission states that city staff have discussed the test results with BCA environmental consultants and are, quote, comfortable the environmental conditions of the property will not significantly impair its future development, unquote. The Redevelopment Commission will purchase the lot for $800,000, plus a $1,000 allowance for closing costs with monies from a TIF bond fund. The owners of Night Moves are expected to continue to operate that business at the location until their lease expires in 2020.
Today is the fifth day of WFHB's Spring Pledge Drive. Call 812-323-1200 during the Daily Local News to support independent, local, volunteer-powered journalism. And Joe, I believe we have a $180 goal we need to meet during this half hour.
That's right, Don. We have a $180 goal to meet for the Daily Local News, which, when you think about it, is such an incredibly small amount of money when you consider how much work goes into producing this show every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 5 p.m. You're used to getting your local news here, and we just need a few bucks to keep it going. As a matter of fact, Don, people don't even have to give. We don't even need $180 right now. We could, if we got three people who said
$60.
We'll give $5 a month. If you give $5 a month, or maybe somebody who says they'll give $10 a month, somebody else who says they'll give $5, we've covered it for the day. So again, 812-323-1200 is the way that works. You just call, you'll talk with somebody, sign you up. You could, of course, give lump sums. It's a little bit easier for us if you give us $5 a month or $10 a month. Maybe it might be easier for you, too. That makes it a little easier for us to plan. But that phone number, 812-323-1200, you can, of course, also go to WFHB.org. Don, something I was thinking as we were reading the news, we have covered Interstate 69 for years and years. It's been a huge issue in Bloomington, of course. It's been a huge issue for a lot of the listeners of WFHB. We've, in fact, won numerous journalism awards for our coverage of Interstate 69. We've hosted hour-long conversations with people who are affected, with people who are worried about the environmental effects. We've done investigative journalism into the contamination related to especially Section 4 of Interstate 69, where there was some particular karst topography that was a problem for the development there. And this kind of thing, we put online, or we air it during the Daily Local News. Then we put it online. It's for free. There's a huge archive of information about Interstate 69 going back for years that is available to the public for free. And all we ask, Don, is that, just throw us a bone. Give us a few bucks a month, maybe if you've got a lump sum, whatever you've got right now. Again, that phone number is 812-323-1200. Of course, we've always depended on the community to support us.
You know, apropos of I-69, what troubles me the most is the lack of planning. I mean, all of our investigative reporting has shown, and it's also been reported in every aspect, that this is kind of a learn-while-you-earn project instead of having been dedicated and planned out. And for us not to stay on top of it, we have to stay on top of it. That's our job. We are your news outlet. We are your community. And our signal goes north. We go far. And people here in South Central Indiana care very much about what's happening at I-69. And please go to WFHB.org and make a secure contribution online, or go to our phone at 812-323-1200. We're waiting right now to get that call.
And now we're going to get back to your daily headlines. Yellowwood Road, or near Yellowwood State Forest, is undergoing renovations. State transportation officials are repaving the road to tackle erosion and flooding issues, despite decades-long protests from residents. The Indiana Department of Transportation began work on the road last month, starting with clearing trees. That's according to the Herald Times. Indiana Forest Alliance Director of Communications Ann Laker says there are consequences to road improvements.
Logging has costs. It's seen as an economic opportunity, commercializing our natural resources. But it, just like any time we do that, there are costs. And there are costs to county governments who are then needing to repair county roads that are deeply damaged.
Laker says that beyond costs for county governments, logging lowers property values and hurts ecotourism opportunities. The Department of Transportation's Yellowwood and Yellowwood Lake Roads project would ultimately spend millions of dollars to improve that road. That again, according to the Herald Times.
The Center for Sustainable Living will be hosting their 8th annual Trash and Refashion show on April 9th, that's a Sunday, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. The event aims to raise awareness about the harmful environmental effects of our disposable culture. Its goal is to minimize the consumption of non-renewable resources by highlighting fun and unique ways to reuse our trash. The runway show is split up into two different segments, refashion and trashion. Refashion designs are old garments that have been brought back to life, while trashion designs are produced with waste materials. Stephen Hale is the project manager for the show.
And it's really up to the creativity of the designers to see what they come up with.
Hale went on to describe how supportive the Bloomington community has been throughout planning for this event.
There are challenges with any large event, but I have to say the community support is awesome. We really seem to be hitting a nerve or something that resonates in this community. And in discussions throughout the year around town with people on campus at IU, this is an idea that really attracts people.
For more information about the event and how to get tickets, check out bloomingtontrashon.org or check out Bloomington Trash On at Facebook.
Tonight, the Banneker Community Center is hosting the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Birthday Celebration Commission for an MLK Remembrance event. The event will consist of activities such as arts and crafts, games, refreshments, and readings for all age groups. The celebration is held to celebrate the life of Dr. King on the 49th anniversary of his assassination. Commissioners and volunteers will read stories about Dr. King and significant African Americans, as well as civil rights figures. Attendees will have the opportunity to create timelines of events in Dr. King's life. Mayor Hamilton plans to attend the event in order to join the readers. Students in Indiana University's Groups program will lead children and families in activities. The celebration will take place tonight from 6 to 7:30 at the Banneker Community Center, located at 930 West 7th Street. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford.
And I'm Don Guerra. Support for WFHB comes from listeners like you and Smithville Fiber, a local provider of high-speed internet, voice, and TV. Smithville now also offers security systems for homes and businesses. More information on Smithville's full line of services is available online at smithville.com.
As you might know, this is Pledge Drive Week at WFHB. We're asking you to call 812-323-1200 to support independent community journalism. Again, that phone number, 812-323-1200. My name is Joe Crawford. I am the news director at WFHB. Of course, joined in the studio today reading the news by Don Guerra, Dancing Don Guerra, if you listen at other times of the day. And one thing that I think is important to note, Don, is that if you listen to the credits on today's show, you're going to hear today's stories were written by, and then you're going to hear some names. And a couple of those people are a product of one of a chunk of the mission here at WFHB, which is to provide a forum for education as well as as well as journalism. So we have two of our writers today were Indiana University journalism students that we bring in and we kind of help foster their education when it comes to doing journalism, which is beneficial for us because we get the great stories they produce, but it's also a way for WFHB to have a role in fostering independent journalism that goes outside of Bloomington, that goes beyond our signal. We're able to take the great work that has been done by so many people over the years to build up this organization, to build up a dedication to community radio, and we're able to show budding journalism students how this works in hopes that they will go out and take what they've learned to the many outlets that they will work at in the future. So when you give to WFHB, you're not only giving to this, you know, this specific operation, we're also always trying to have influences that go beyond the listening area. Again, that number, of course, Don, 812-323-1200.
It's important to understand that the mandate of this station from its inception is education. And that's why our musical discoveries, our outreaches into everything that's going on in the environment. To be quite honest, I'm very excited about this Trash On show. I've been looking forward to this. I used to live in New York City, and there was a period in the 70s, since I'm really years old, that people used to do this. They'd make clothes out of shower curtains and all sorts of things. And I'm really excited to see that. And we're bringing you this information. So please, 812-323-1200 or WFHB.org, contact us. This is fun. This is your station. It's like buying something for yourself, putting money aside for something you really want. This station is your station. If you don't like something, call up. If you want to, come in and volunteer and change it. But basically, we're here for you because we are you.
And as Stephen Hale said in that story earlier, the Bloomington community is oftentimes very supportive of lots of projects. They're always supportive of lots of projects. And so I want to thank all of you who've supported the Daily Local News and who've supported WFHB, not only during this fund drive, but over the years. We have really received incredible support from all areas of the community. And so thank you for supporting the station in whatever way that you have. I also want to say that support for our spring fund drive is coming today from CASA. That's Monroe County Court-Appointed Special Advocates. CASA provides advocacy for abused and neglected children in our community, working to ensure they have what every child deserves, a safe, loving, and permanent home where they can thrive. More information is available online at monroecountycasa.org or by telephone. That's at 812-333-CASA. That's C-A-S-A. And, of course, also thank you to DATS and to Darn Good Soup. They both provided food for us today, keep our volunteers energized as we're seeking to keep the station going. Thanks so much to DATS and Darn Good Soup. Let's go ahead and return now to the Daily Local News with WFHB's weekly community resources segment, Everyday People.
Welcome to Everyday People, improving the lives of older adults and people with disabilities in Monroe County.
Everyday resources for everyday people. Connecting our community by sharing resources you need, want, and probably don't know about.
Hi, this is Stacy, and we'd like to welcome Paul Ford with the Van Buren Fire Department. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
I understand you're with the Project Lifesaver, a program here in town. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Today we have about 36 clients, and that runs the gamut from Alzheimer's patients down to Down syndrome, along with autism. These people have a tendency to get lost. They mm-hmm. want to wander. They wander off, exactly. Yeah. And in the case if they do wander off, we can track their transmitter within a mile of wherever that transmitter is located. Monroe County Project Lifesaver was originally brought to the county approximately 15 years ago. About 3 years ago, Van Buren Township Fire Department took it over.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. Can you speak to how many people that you've maybe assisted?
I think off the top
of
my...
Since your project started?
Yeah, top of my head, I think we've had about roughly 10 searches in that time frame.
And you've actually found the individual?
Yeah, we found them.
So as far as the
the Lifesaver, is it a device that people wear, or is it located? Can you describe what?
Basically, it's
what it looks like.
It's a little small case about half inch thick. It's about maybe the size of a half dollar. They wear it. It's very, very, very light. They wear it around their, most cases, they wear it around their ankle. They wear it 24/7. The transmitter that's locked inside a little case is waterproof, so okay. They can go swim, they can bathe with it, just do anything they want to with it. I do have one little boy. He kind of cracks me up. He wears it on his wrist, and his parents had drawn on it and made it look like a little watch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And that's fine. It makes it his. As far as Monroe County Project Lifesaver, this is a service we do not charge for.
I was going to ask.
Okay. The transmitters do cost about $300 a piece, along with the receivers to pick up the frequencies. Those are about $1,100. However, the community, being the way it is, has been very generous on donations.
So speaking of the cost, there's something that I know you guys have been working on. There's a health fair. There was one a couple years ago at Sherwood Oaks, and the plan is to try to have another one. Is that right?
That is correct. Tentative date is September 23rd.
And is that how you raise money, or is it just through separate donations?
It's kind of a combination. We raise money through the health fair, obviously.
Right.
And then also we look for grants. And then we also get private donations.
So if people want to find out about how to get set up, who do they contact?
You can contact me directly at the fire department, which phone number out of Van Buren Township is 812-825-9500. The only criteria that we have in order to be a participant in this program is a person has to have a history of getting lost.
Okay.
It had to gotten lost at least one time.
And how do they fulfill the? Do they have to show medical records,
no,
or they just need to convey to you
just,
that?
Just let me know
what the situation is.
Just okay. Let me know. In most cases, there'll be there'll be police reports
that show that's been a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
And also, they have to be a resident of Monroe County.
Well, we want to thank you for being here and for letting us know about Project Lifesaver and how to reach out. And just general information.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Again, the number to reach Paul is 812-825-9500.
Thanks for joining us on Everyday People.
Tune in next week for more information and resources that connect everyday people to everyday resources. For WFHB, I'm Courtney Stewart.
And I'm Stacey Goffinet.
You've been listening to the Daily Local News on WFHB. Today's headlines were written by Tara Fashimi and Jessica De La Cruz, along with Joe Crawford and Sarah Vaughn for Cats Week, a partnership with Community Access Television Services.
Everyday People is produced by Courtney Stewart and Stacey Goffinet. Our engineer is Matt Griffin. Our theme music is provided by The Impossible Shapes. For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford.
And I'm Don Guerra. Thanks for supporting Indiana's only volunteer-powered, listener-supported, independent daily news program. You can hear tonight's full broadcast as well as all other WFHB news programming online at WFHB.org.
You can be a part of our award-winning news team. For more information about joining our volunteer team of citizen journalists, email news@WFHB.org.